just a while ago was the passage in the Bible where it says, resist not evil. And I've spoken on that several times about don't resist it, love it away. Look at it for what it is. But after Nancy spoke, I thought, just resist not anything. Resist not goodness. Just don't resist. Become with one with the light. One of my first memories when I was a kid, I was a strange little kid, I'll tell you that right now. One of my first metaphysical thoughts was, I was a little kid, and we lived in this little town named Willow Branch. And it was a beautiful little town. I don't know why it was named Willow Branch, because there were maple trees that lined the whole street. But one day, I was sitting outside, and I looked, and I thought, I want to see the sky even more. So I laid flat on the sidewalk and just stared and stared and stared. And all of a sudden, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that there were things that I knew that I couldn't remember. And I knew that I would go places at night, but I couldn't remember. And I said a little prayer. I said, oh, help me remember the things that I can't remember. Well, that's kind of our journey in life. And when I was thinking about life, you know, life hits us. We can be metaphysical for years. And life hits us. Or troubles maybe knock on our consciousness and our heart about lessons we need to learn, things we don't understand. Things that most metaphysical churches and most churches don't speak about is the battle within and the goodness within, the wonderful enlightenment we have. But you know, only when we knock on the door and we have the courage to listen and wonder as to who we are and connect that with what's going on in our outside world, do we begin to understand even a little bit about life. Usually the first thing is when we haven't done things so well. With me and my age, it usually ended up when we did something wrong and we got a little smack on the rear end. And then if we got it more than once, we'd go, why can't I be good? Why can't I remember? Well, you know, we learn things in life. And we think we've got it all straight. And then something happens. And all of a sudden, life is not going for us correctly the way we think it should go anymore. And we always we think it's something out there. But you know, there's a discovery that I've made. You see, the spiritual path and metaphysical law is a lot like psychology. It truly is. And we have to look at ourselves and what makes us tick and why do we react. And if something is not going our way and it really bugs us, we have to stop and say, well, what does that represent to us? What do we think that people who have that problem, what do we think of them? Why are we judging ourselves so much? And why are things going wrong? Well, you see, sometimes we need to go back to, why can't I remember? I have memories. Why can't I remember to put them into practice until I have to cry out for something? Well, you see, in reality, it was meant that we go through these struggles. In reality, it was meant that sometimes we have that fight within and that sometimes allows us to fight without until we're beaten to the place where we realize we can't really handle it ourselves. It's not meant for us to handle it. It's meant for us to let go and let the light and let God, let divine essence take it over. You see, it's always the struggle with the ego. It truly is. But the wonderful thing is when we learn to let go. And I've spoken about this last week or week before. Our spiritual life is like a spiral, onward and upward. And when these times come, it's a time for us of releasing the old ways that we're still carrying around, releasing some of the old committee that we have up there that tells us, this is wrong, you're not good enough for this, you're much better off than this, and you should control it, so you should control your life. Well, you know what? We've all been in control of our life for years and years and years. And how well did that go for us when we were in control? I don't think many of us would be here if we hadn't looked elsewhere. And the truth of the matter is, only when we again do it over and over and over, say, it's too big for me, please, God, please, angel loved ones, I give it to you. Do you know, that's the greatest miracle of it all. Because when you really mean that, then the answers come that you can have, the answers that you can live with. And only when we give in to that do we stop doing the battle on that particular thing. Now, the wonderful thing about going through these times, and I'm telling you truly, that we, first of all, we go through them because there's something within us that needs to be loosened and gotten rid of. Those old ideas, those old values, those old things that tell us we're no good, it's all run by the ego. But as we grow and as we begin to learn to let go, and you can do it every year, and there will still be something come up that, and immediately you want to take out your sword and do battle. And that's not where our superhero power comes. But the blessing is when we finally can let go and allow God, that's when we say everything we put out comes back to us. Well, when we can release the negative and really be done with some aspect in our life, or maybe just a little part of that aspect that we finally have understood, then that's when a blessing will return on that vibration, a spiritual blessing of understanding within your own being that you have yet to experience. You see, we always have these learning times. And I hate to tell you people this, but, and I've told you this before, when I thought I understood it years ago, I asked my Dr. Black, I said, Dr. Black, you know, we struggle to crawl. We struggle to walk. We struggle, it seems, all our life to learn something. And then we realize we're struggling mentally and emotionally in our spiritual lives, trying to understand who we are, what the problems are, what we, why isn't it working for me? And then it works for you, and then for us, and then something else comes up. And he said, my child, as far as I know, until that pinnacle is reached, and then I don't know, it's always a struggle. It's always a matter of releasing and letting go. And it's always a matter of, like I said when I was a little kid, oh, please help me to remember to be good. And when you're going through that struggle until you release, it's like, okay, next time, please help me to remember to let go and to be good. But it's part of life. And the saddest thing of all is, when we were children, many times we were shamed because we couldn't remember something. Maybe some of you had that. You are bad. Why didn't you remember? Shamed into feeling that we weren't worthy of anything else. And so we didn't try. But usually when we feel like we're shamed and we grow out of it, isn't it because something beyond your comprehension, something spoke to you that gave you a different slant? I can remember when I was about 8 and I thought I had all kinds of troubles and I didn't like where I was, didn't know where I was going, and I didn't like anything about my life. Everything had been taken away from me and I had no power to do anything about it. When I decided to take a good long walk and I discovered this beautiful woods that was just pristine, and it had a beautiful creek with water flowing and beautiful little stones and rocks. It was so beautiful. And when I was sitting on the hill, I saw these little violets. It was in the spring. And the trees had little leaves, not totally all the way out yet. And it was just like a miracle in life. It was like something allowed me to focus on goodness. And those discontents soon fell away. And so, repeatedly through the years while I was there, many times I would sneak back to that woods and find my peace. Everybody's different. You have to find where that peace is for you and where that peace is for you right now. And we're all different. But I can guarantee you, it's not far from where you are. You know, there was a book going around not so long ago. We all read it a few years back. I can't remember what it was now. Was it The Alchemist? This wonderful man traveled all over looking for the answers, only to come home and find they were all there. Everything he was looking for was right where he left them. And the truth of the matter is, everything we're looking for, we didn't leave in the spirit world. Everything we're truly looking for in every aspect of our life is found within ourselves. It's already there. It's already within that seed of information that we have. And as we begin to spiral onward and upward, there is a remarkable so-called miracle that happens with our consciousness. And that is when we can be done with the lesser things and start living in the glory for a while, because, you know, we are on this path of learning, so we have our struggles yet. As long as we can remember how to react and not act, we're okay. But when we get into that glory state, it's like we become aware of that universal God mind, where information can be channeled to us for our own goodness sake. And we can tap into that inspiration that keeps us stable and keeps us buoyant to where those things don't bother us so much. But I've found in my life, I don't know about yours, I feel like we're all human beings and we're pretty much the same, really. We've just got different stories. But usually when I find my struggles, and we need those struggles to grow and be strong, but when I find my struggles is when I've taken my eyes off of the prize for a moment and looked at what the physical things that needed to be done that seemed like it was a job that I could never fulfill. Well, isn't it strange, and you've all experienced this too, that when we're in that glory mind, we get a God energy that we forget about being tired, because we forget ourselves. We forget those physical, ego-formed discontents of the lower self that wants to keep us there. Life is a journey, and life can be wonderful. And there's one thing I know about life, and that is, as we grow, there are little way shores and signs and things that we can keep going. But here again, I found something in this little book right here that I would like to share with you. To make these words my own, I must relax and let go of my unwanted thoughts or hold on of the things that happened yesterday, of the things that happened in the past, and of the things I thought might happen today. I let go of all those things and take hold of this very moment. As I turn to God within, in the heart of my being, I find a wellspring of hope and renewal. I find a wellspring of unfailing love. I relax and let God guide me and guard me, heal me and comfort me, prosper me and bless me. And I know in my mind, and I feel in my heart, that I am now at the gate of the happiest years, if I make it so. God bless you all.